sitta här i väntan och spela lite.
Be happy.
I'm through standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the night. I wanna be a rock star.
Be a billionaire so fucking bad, but so fucking bad.
ClickRadio.org.
Hello.
Hi.
Does it work?
Hmm?
Does it work?
Does what work?
I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear anything?
Uh-uh. Hello, check, check, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Testies, 1, 2, 3.
Did you hear anything?
Yeah, it's good.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that better?
No.
That?
That's good.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I had one coming, but it didn't.
I know, it just came out of nowhere. Well, I just posted it on Facebook, so we should at least have some interesting stuff. Some epicness.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
That's a little loud.
I think Callum's gonna have to come up with the epicness this week.
Yeah.
It's not been the best week for me.
I know, Monday kind of sucked.
Yeah.
There you go, that's a topic. The worst sucky Monday you've had. Well, the best sucky Monday you've had.
Best sucky Monday you've had?
Because Mondays suck, so what's the best Monday that you've had?
All right. Yeah, what's the, what? Call in at 1-888-212-KLIK. 1-888-212-5545. And tell us about your Mondays.
Oh, Tuesdays. There we go. Oh, three. What's today, Tuesday?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's late start tomorrow. Yay. Homework time. Whoop-de-doo. Are we actually doing a prank call this week?
We have an hour.
And 10 minutes. Plus probably another 20 minutes it takes for my dad to get out of the meeting.
Who could we prank call?
I did have a really awesome thing.
It'd be touchy to do anybody in Fort Collins tonight.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
A lot of people are over at the Browns' house, so.
I did post something in our old Facebook thing, but of course I deleted it.
You deleted Winner Gets a Cookie?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe I didn't.
I don't think so. I got an update email.
Oh, it's still there. Where is it? Damn it, I didn't post it. Must have been on the Kyle Callum Jordan one. But anyway, I have really awesome ideas.
What?
What?
Sorry, I was...
I had really good ideas for prank calls and stuff.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it again. That's not it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
I'm not myself today, am I?
No. Oh, yeah, you call someone and say, "How may I help you, sir?"
Or you call and go, "Hello, this is Sogon Sushi from Anaheim, California. I have your order of unagi and umor unagi and California rolls and your more sushi. Do you want your sushi now or do you want it tomorrow or yesterday?" But we can't do yesterday because we're not like that anymore. We got in trouble because we hold crowbars.
We could call like some Indian place in like England or something and ask for a take, for a delivery. Someone did that once from like Australia to the US.
Really?
And it got there and they sent it back because it was cold. Because they either flew it or they shipped it.
Hmm.
Call up the local Chinese eat out and insist on ordering some American fast food.
"I want a freaking cheeseburger!"
Yeah, it says throw a tantrum.
Or call like a clothing company to be like, "I do not support the selling of fur. This needs to be faux fur."
Faux fur?
Fake fur.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Call up your victim and pretend to be a DJ from the local radio station. Say the recording is being played live and ask your victim to answer 3 questions to win a weekend trip to a happening destination. Make a list of naughty or funny questions and embarrass him or her. Nah. Well, we could. If we found the right person.
Say that again?
Say they can win a weekend trip. Say that they're on live. So half of it's true.
Congratulations, you've won a free trip to Fort Collins. You just have to drive yourself.
Win a cookie.
Yep.
Is that cookie that stopped there? Oh, they erased it.
I am going to fucking kill someone.
Well, there's an eraser here. Do you want to fingerprint it?
I'm going to fucking kill someone.
I spent a lot of time writing that.
I'm investigating.
Grr. That means we just lost our cookie list. I wrote my cookie list up there.
I know!
Damn it.
Ah. Crap. Do you think it could be... Oh, I'll talk to Jake about it.
Well, it couldn't be Jake because he's...
No.
Not in Fort Collins.
It could be someone else in the building.
How could they get in, though?
Landlord.
Yeah.
Landlord has a key. It did say naughty things in some places.
I didn't see any. Unless they added stuff.
There was one up there for quite a while.
I probably just didn't notice it.
Because it said, "Is this it, radio?" And I changed it to something else.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Yeah, maybe the people next door, they like actually pulled the blinds up.
Okay, have you ever heard of Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory?
Huh?
Yeah, okay, it's a TV show. But he's a skateboarder in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they make random fantasies come true. Like right now he's working on the Safe Spot Skate Spots, which is making a bunch of skate parks in California.
Mm-hmm.
But in his office is basically an old factory that they put an entire skate park in and then a bunch of offices for them, and it's all tricked out and stuff. But he's on the ground level in his big office, and he can see out across his skate park, but upstairs across the way he can see his other partner, his manager, up in his office, so they can like see each other. His manager's way up is in the second story. But it's funny because Rob had these shades installed on the outside of his manager's windows. So whenever he doesn't want to see his manager anymore, he has a little switch in his office.
Nice.
And these little shades come down. And it's basically his manager's face on the shades with a big cross over them.
Nice.
And the manager's always like, I hate these damn shades. Why'd you get them installed?
Wow. You should probably add those to here.
Yeah. They'll just drop down. We hate plumbers. Pull up your pants. Oh, I think this monster's starting to kick in.
Yeah, I've noticed. Call up some number, and when the person picks up, get some girl to say, hey, I have bad news, I'm pregnant. Call a random number in the summer and start singing Christmas carols. Clean up, think up some unusual product and try telemarketing it. Ask the person at the other end. Hi. Are you waiting for something?
No.
Okay. Say it,
da, 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 da.
I can see that coming.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. Try telemarketing somewhere?
Yeah. And then ask the person at the other end, would you be interested in buying sandpaper, toilet paper? I think it's the worst, stickiest, dot, dot, dot.
Wow. How about some glow-in-the-dark sunglasses?
Oh, yeah.
Or a waterproof towel.
Call up some random number, and someone answers, ask them, where do babies come from?
What?
Call up some random number, and when someone answers, ask them, where do babies come from?
Wow. Where do babies come from?
Call a credit card call center and ask them, sir, would you like to buy a credit card? And the telemarketers call you, put them on hold for a long time and say, your call is important to us, please stay on the line.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm tired of advertisements on YouTube.
Oh, those things in the beginning?
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
It used to be awesome when you didn't have to watch a stupid advertisement.
I know. It's crazy.
Ay, caramba. Damn it. I'm trying to find a video, and I don't think they're on there anymore. Basically, it was... there was two. One was Obama drunk, which is the funniest video ever. Here, I'll see if I can find it. Obama drunk... at speech. It was on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, well, this isn't turned out so well. I gave it a shot.
All right.
So we're keeping up with our routine dead air at the beginning of the show as we get started.
I'm sorry. I just had a rough day yesterday, so I'm kind of drained. Giggity.
Doesn't really fit, but okay. Whatever floats your boat.
That's my heart beating.
I'm gonna try calling Ray again.
I don't know. We already did that. I would, if yesterday wasn't, like, I would call someone in Fort Collins, but after yesterday, I don't want to do anything to anybody in Fort Collins. Yeah. If you guys, New Harrison, his memorial is tomorrow night at 6:30 at Timberline, I think. I know it's at Timberline. I double check on the time, though. I don't know if it's 6:30. You can check. We love you, Harrison Brown, on Facebook.
YouTube destination beauty.
Oh, I've got a YouTube video for you.
Oh.
Best beatboxer, Australia.
Uh-oh.
This is like the coolest thing ever. Oh, wow, there's no advertisement.
Sweet. Which button?
Ox.
Ox.
All right. Let it load. It's almost there. We're a quarter of the way. We're a quarter of the way. We're a third. We're a third. Alright. Zombie yourself. That's an ad on here. Zombie yourself. And there's a big button that says zombie me. I think America needs to get over vampires.
That woke me up.
What?
I know, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, I think America needs to get over vampires, and I think we're going to do it with this movie, Vampires Suck. I really want to see it.
It's just a really stupid thing.
Mm-hmm. Vampires are supposed to freaking die when they see sunlight, not sparkle. Come on, guys, let's go sparkle in the sun together. While all the real badass vampires go blow up and die.
Sparkle.
But we're gonna sparkle.
Sparkle.
Oh, guys, we're so gay.
I know. Let's sparkle some more.
Look, I'm Edward. All right, I got this video.
Beatbox magic of Joel Tony!
The beatbox. Listen to this beatbox madness.
Get ready for the most exciting thing you've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. Turn up the bass. Thank you.
I actually remember seeing that when I was over in Australia.
You remember seeing that?
I think, yeah, because it says 2005 on there, right?
October 30th.
Yeah, we left in November. I'm sure I saw that guy.
Wow.
On TV.
That's kind of crazy.
I know.
He was like voted the world's best beatboxer like a couple years ago.
I'm not surprised.
World's best beatboxer. This is another kid. This guy's from France, I think. Yeah, I've seen this guy.
The lovely sounds of Click Radio.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ow.
Those were the two world's best beatboxers. One's from Australia. One is from France.
El Francais.
El Francais. Is in Le France. Le Francais? Or let's find out how you say it. We'll go to French.
Oh, there's a French exchange student that rides my bus now.
There's a girl, I think, is from Italy.
Yeah, there's a guy from Italy, too.
We have a kid from Latvia.
There's a lot of exchange students this year.
Yeah, there are.
I think we said that last show, didn't we? It's La France.
Yeah, it is. I knew it was La France.
Yeah, that's what Mom said. So. La France. Viva La France.
Wow. Oh, that's why. I forgot the R. La France. It's La France.
How do you get music from this one to go on here? Does it automatically go on here?
France.
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 Need that.
France.
France.
It automatically, the sound automatically goes on here, right? If I play it on this computer.
Chien.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, what?
If I play music on here, will it play on through here?
You have to
do... Okay.
Bitch.
It actually worked.
Wow.
You bitch.
Wow. It's really weird.
Make me a sandwich, bitch.
Is that France?
Yeah.
Their national anthem?
Interesting.
Yeah. And then we got... This was a Australia football team. Because they have, like, songs. that play when they go into the pitch and when they win. It's the same thing.
Hey faggot, make me a sandwich. You're my bitch now.
Wow. Let's see what mom says about that. Oh, okay. I found out the Russian... Not the Russian, the...
Should I stop with the profanity, bitch?
For some reason, we were listening to, like, every country's national anthem in German.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, some guy from Belarus, so they played his. And it was actually pretty epic.
Really?
Yeah. Sounds like, you know, the Hunt for Red October? Kind of has that thing
epic.
To it.
What? Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And you got the Russian, which is just plain awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds exactly the same, though. Oh, that's without the singing part. Apparently supposed to play the Venezuelan. Venezuela. This better be good, Aaron. Sounds a little poncy.
I personally like America's.
I hate Australia's.
Really?
No one really likes it.
Yeah.
We just kind of play it and get it over with.
Did the British decide it for you guys?
No, the British made us do God Save the Queen.
Mm.
Like, for... Up until, like, the 50s or 60s, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then they changed it to this really weird one that has a bunch of words and no one in Australia knows. Like, GERT. Do you know what GERT is? G-I-R-T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What does it mean?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Sounds so poncy. It's like...
Poncy?
Yeah. Like...
Oh, pouncy. Like a jackalope?
Yeah. It's like something they play for the royalty in England.
Wait, keep it going.
Finish this in like 10 seconds.
It reminds me of this. No, not that.
Apparently American Go Shove It.
Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, apparently GERT means surrounded.
Hmm. Your mom knows?
Yeah, that's what she said. Oh god, I hate when I say that.
Now as that's for the dancing, you can do more.
Huh?
Now as that's for the dancing, you can do more. You can reach great heights. In fact, you can soar. You just get a leg.
This is
up
what it reminds me of.
Slap it on down, and you'll find you're up in what's called a bound. Round, round and rebound. And you're up right next to the sky. And I think you can do it if you give it a try. Now in this world.
Yeah, it's a Disney cartoon.
Whatever floats your boat.
I love Disney.
This is what we wanted as our national anthem. Or one of them. Well, it's a lot better than the crap that we have now.
Is this what you have now?
Nope.
What is this?
They used it in a Qantas ad.
Oh.
I still call Australia home.
Do you still call Australia home?
Yep.
Okay, I'm like, honestly, with the way this country's going, no joke, I think I might move to
Canada? Mexico?
No, because Mexico's fucked up.
Yeah.
Canada, I just feel like I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. Excuse my F-bombs.
I'm going to live in an igloo.
I want to move to Italy or France. Wow.
It's actually done by a guy usually, but they have like the girls choir do it.
Yeah.
So this is your weekly cultural enrichment.
Waltzing Matilda is a song about an Australian hobo talking to it as if it's a lonely stuff.
By me.
Trying something.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna show my nerdiness, but that's okay.
Can't get on TVCS to vote.
Wee.
So I'm just trying to fill in the time here. Not the time, though.
Do you want
to
play a song?
The airspace. I was trying to find one. But now I can't find it. Oh, this is the Australia invading New Zealand ad.
Australia loves a day off. Anzac Day, Labor Day, the Queen's Birthday, we love them all. But there aren't many public holidays in the back half of the year. So this Saturday, we're going to war with Pazzi. Here we are, at lunchtime. And to celebrate, the whole country gets Monday off. And then, every year, we can crack a beer to mark the day we smashed the Kiwis. Usual, the New Zealand invasion.
Alright then. Have I showed you the Chopper Reed ones?
What?
Have you seen the Chopper Reed skits? Oh, this one's interesting. Considering that you already dropped the F-bomb, I'll do it a couple more times.
Chopper Reed here. How the fuck are you? Anyway, because of our fucking time slot, that's right, 9 o'clock. Hang on to your fucking pants. Chopper's got to be a little bit more friendly to the fucking kiddies. Hi, kiddies. Anyway, that means Chopper's going to have to watch his language, right? So I'm only allowed to say fuck 15 times throughout the whole fucking show. Anyway, to keep me on the straight and narrow, those bloody dickheads over at the censorship board have hit me up with a Chopper's automatic fuck counter, right? There he is. Fucking 7? I thought I was on 6. How the fuck did I get to fucking 7? 10? For fuck's sake. That is completely... It's bloody rubbish. Yeah, cop that. Yeah, you clever little fucking fuck counter. One, bloody 13, that is fucking fucked. For f***ing sake, this fucking fuck counter is completely fucking fucked. You're not fucking bleeping me, are you? That's fucking bullshit. What? I'm allowed to say bullshit? Why the fuck would I want to say bullshit? It's a fucked word. For fuck's sake, this is completely fucking fucked. Anyway, you're not f***ing bleeping me. Anyway, I'm f***ing Chopper, and that's the f***ing f***ing counter with the f***ing big f***ing pile of f***ing f***ing gun f***ing itself.
Yeah. just filling in the airspace here, so.
Me. I'm in a silly little red fucking hat. I'm gonna read you fucking people a poem. Called "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And I fucking better get stuck into it because Chrissy's almost here, isn't it? Righto, here we go. "Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Fucking imagine that, yeah? Squeak, fucking squeak. Mr. Cheesy, what are you getting for Christmas this year? Oh, well, it's either going to be a bloody fragrance gift set with a loofah and some soap, or fucking nothing, because I'm a fucking mouse. Fucking hell. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Well, congratulations. A stunning piece of detective work, fucking Constable Christmas. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Prancing? Fucking hell. Listen, Santa Claus, you better get your bloody homosexual reindeer off my fucking roof. Or I'm going to start fucking shooting. Righto. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And then Chop Chop said, "What the fuck are you doing in my living room? You fucking sooty red bastard."
Oh, won't let me do it.
That was a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah. Oh, this one's good. Airport security.
Now I'm at the airport to give you people some bloody travel tips, yeah? Because in this fucking post 9/11 world, you can't even say bomb without even getting edgy. Settle the fuck down. Now, I'm here to show you how to beat security and put the fun back in air travel, alright?
Fucking fuckers, fucker other fucking fuckers, fucking hard.
What the? You're bored, aren't you?
Yeah.
My mom is listening, by the way.
What? Hey, well, you're the one playing the,
Yeah, she doesn't mind, really. I hope.
Always be seated next to some fucking irritating kid, right? Yeah? Oh, mummy, I want a fruit juice. Mummy, I want a colouring in book. Oh, I'm a little fuckwit, right? Everybody kick the suit and keep complaining, so you absolutely have to have a gun.
The problem is, if
I try and sneak through here, it's going to go, you know, beep, fucking beep, right? So what you need to do is get yourself a mule, all right? Which comes from the French mulet, meaning get Nana to do it, all right? So, here you come, Nana. I'll throw you a pot, Nana.
Oh, I have a metal hip, dear.
Oh, okay. Tops. All right, now it's my time to go through. But the problem is they're going to see my tats, right? And they're going to want to frisk me. But I have a secret weapon, yeah? Pretending to be a homosexual. Oh, I hope you're going to wave that past my doodle. I'm a homosexual. Bloody tops. All right. Now, I've already put my bag through, right? So I think I've got a little bit of bloody explaining to do, yeah?
Sir, is this your bag?
Yes, it is.
Have you packed it yourself?
No. I have a magical elf called Mr. Sooty Packing. appears every time I need to go travelling and grants me the magic wish of packing my suitcase, and he even folds them into the crotch of all my fucking undies. Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer, right?
Sir, are you aware that you're not allowed to take nail clippers on flights?
You've got to be bloody kidding me. Don't tell me the captain's afraid of bloody Osama bin Manicure and the fucking Alpine Emery boys. Yeah? Oh, no. My fingernails are too short. I can't control the plane. I'm going to crash into a fucking building.
Sir, we take jokes about terrorism very seriously.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A terrorist with a bomb fucking brain. Now, things have gone a little bit bloody pear-shaped, right? But I've left something bloody interesting in my suitcase, which ought to keep them occupied long enough to come up with a proper distraction, okay? For this, you will need a tea towel, yeah? Fucking
Wow.
Anyway, there you have
it. I'm done.
Yes, you are.
I know. I think we should play a song.
Yeah, I just got some bad news, so yeah, play a song.
What, like, really bad news, or?
Yeah, ish.
Ish, okay.
My friend just messaged me. They're next door neighbors with Harrison.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll play the song.
All right.
So, hi.
I think it's that button.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, that was loud.
I'll fix the headphones when we go. Because, or later, oh. But, oh, you... crap, my headphones broke.
Oh, no.
Because really, it should be this one controls, like, it normally, and then this one controls it the rest of the time.
Uh-huh. I got it. Not really.
Wow, you can actually stand up and do this.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
ow. I stepped on the cord. All right. Yeah, this is actually working for me.
I'm going to sit down, though.
Okay, have fun. This hasn't been very eventful, has it?
No, it wasn't. So, our username is Kyle Callum.
Oh, for the Ustream?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know the password, right? Let me just point at it.
Pause for technical difficulties. We got it.
We got it. We survived. Dude, when's the next radio thing? What next radio thing?
We're doing the next radio thing.
We might have a guest. Maybe.
Right now?
No, not right now, but maybe next week. If he shows up. Ah. Ah.
Wait, next week?
Maybe.
Or tonight.
Next week.
Okay. Ah, good. The video camera works on my new laptop.
Hey, goodbye. Wee! Hey, I got mail. You got mail. You got mail. You got mail. Jesus,
Wait, hold on, I'm hearing us.
What do you mean? I'm hearing you. Whoa! You forgot to turn that bit off, did you?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, where is it?
Is it skipping?
Alright, it should be good now.
Sound like it was skipping.
Yeah.
Click here to vote.
There's feedback.
Hey, we get to vote about something.
What?
We need a... You know, like the little buttons that make random sounds and stuff?
Oh, I know.
We need to make one that says, I got mail.
And then some random retard dude going, yay! I got mail! Yay! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
Alright, I cut him off for you guys, so he has to shout.
Just
kidding.
There was this, like, prank show people, and, like, they got a guy, they had just bought an AOL, and when he got on AOL Mail or whatever it is, and it said, you've got mail, he decided to prank call AOL, and he was yelling that, you know, well, wouldn't you like to be the customer service rep going, here, and yay, I got mail! And he went on for like half an hour, just kept calling him back. I heard it was pretty great. My dad told me about it. So, yeah.
Dum 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 dum. Submit.
Yay.
One of my friends says, that dude is gay, I swear.
Me?
Apparently.
I am the fucking straightest thing you'll ever find.
Yeah, it's pretty much true, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much, you know, in definitions, in like, there's always like an exception to something, like to a known fact.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm that exception to the circle.
Well, you're so straight that you act gay. Right?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
See, I'm so straight that I'm okay with randomly acting gay and being awkward.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find that too, but not at school.
Yeah.
Said yes, him. Straight as a rainbow.
Straight as a rainbow? That's what he said?
Yeah.
I think someone needs to come out of the closet. And
I know.
It's whoever this kid is.
He hasn't had a girlfriend yet, so. So that means you've had, what? 10 times? 9 times?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Alright, Aaron, he's had 8 times more girlfriends than you have.
And that was legit girlfriends, like.
Yeah. What about the 3 homecoming dates that you had, like, last year or the year before? Remember you went to 3 different schools with 3 different girls.
Well, some of them were just friends, but.
Oh, okay. But still.
And I've had those girls that, you know, you kind of have a thing, and then all of a sudden it just dies off, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween party.
Oh my god, let's get some shiz.
Who the hell is Elia? What? I don't even know this kid. This chick.
Comment posted on Civil Air Patrol recruitment video.
Alright, look at that picture. Should I go to go to a Halloween party that she's hosting? I don't even know her.
Don't do it.
Kinda looks creepy.
It does, kind of.
Kinda looks sweet and innocent, but there's a dark side.
Yeah. If you water hair in a bowl, it'd be bigger than a head. 8 times 0 is 0. Says, I like this kid. Wow, he just said you're gay, and then now he says he likes you. What does that point out, Aaron?
I'm a homophobe.
Fact, I'm going to put that on the Ustream. I'm a homophobe.
I don't even know what that is, but hey.
Someone who's scared of homosexual people.
Ew. Don't go to Fossil.
Don't go to Mountain View.
Oh, yes, I've heard that's bad. BOL. Quote, transgender guy got voted as the... What do you call it? Homecoming...
What
do you guys... Oh, royalty, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The transgender guy who dresses up as girl got voted as the guy.
At your school?
Yeah. For sophomores.
Does he have blonde hair?
No.
Like bleach blonde?
No, it's like jet black.
Hmm. Alright, I just put scrolling text on the Ustream.
So, Ustream.tv. Alright, so yes, if you guys haven't seen this before, we have a Ustream account, which means you can...
And right now it's only me.
Stare at Jordan. So yes, go to Ustream.tv and then search Kyle Calm and Jordan in the little search bar. And then it should be the first one that picks up, and it's a picture of Jordan flipping off the camera.
Whoops.
Oopsies. Homecoming Royal Court, that's it. What the hell? Wow, you can do that? The little scrolling thing?
Yeah.
That's cool. So yes, apparently there's only 2 people viewing, so that means you and me are looking at it.
I'm actually not.
Oh.
At the moment.
So that means we have 1 stalker.
So if you guys would like to become stalkers, go to ustream.tv or call 1-888-212-5545 and
1-888-212-KLRK
and say hi. That means you, Aaron. You should call in.
Hi.
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 There's that shout out that you asked for like 30 minutes ago.
I think we should get monsters every time. I think it'll make our shows better.
I'm good, thanks. I'll survive without him. I got my iced coffee and that worked well enough.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Alright, seeing we don't have this in our library, I'm going to play it. Not that one. This one. Maybe. Maybe. Bueller. Bueller. Not playing.
Three viewers on your stream.
Wait, do I have to press auxiliary for it to hear the computer?
Yeah. Or no, Sam. Yeah. Or audition.
That's it.
Dynamite?
Yeah. We don't have that on the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I can play Dynamite on the ukulele.
On what?
On the ukulele. Do you know what a ukulele is?
Sounds like a tree.
It's like the little Hawaiian guitar thing.
Ding, oh. Like the one that they use in,
Hey, Soul Sister?
That's the one.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, hey, oh, gotta let go. I wanna celebrate and live my life, saying, hey, oh, baby, let's go.
We're gonna make a music video to this.
Yes.
At Warbirds, but we didn't.
It's dynamite. And I could be playing with my ukulele.
Yeah.
I told you twice, we gon' light it up. Like it's dynamite.
I can play it on guitar too.
Oh, cool. I need to start playing my guitar again. I haven't played in like 2 years.
Alright, so I put a poll out on Ustream. So you three viewers.
Oh, we have an extra one.
Hands up in the air sometimes. Hey, oh, gotta let go.
Yes, there's one for no. That'd be me.
There's one for yes now.
Now we just need one for the bottom one.
The Rockets Club, we gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. I told you once, now I've told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite.
Whoever is singing is done.
What?
That's what my friend said. Whoever is singing is done.
Why?
I don't know. It's both of us, by the way.
Do we suck at singing?
Oh my god. Let's get some shoes.
Shiz.
You look amazing in that shirt.
Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz.
Just want it all. I'm gonna throw my hands in the air.
Don't let Fish be your lead singer. He's even worse than me. That was both of us combined, man. Yeah, apparently we suck. I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, yo. Let's go.
Yay. That was our new song of the week.
Yes.
Isn't that guy British?
Tayo Cruz?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's black.
There's a lot of...
I saw a funny picture the other day. It was, it was like a poll to the general public of Britain, and it said, are there too many foreigners in this country? It was yes or no, and it was like 20% yes, and 80%, wait, no, hold on, let me, I'm trying to remember. Like, they had, it was funny, because it was like a poll, it was like, are there too many foreigners in this country? And then, like, a ton of people wrote yes, and then even more, like, way more, it was like 80% and then 20%, but the 80% was basically a thing in Arabic.
Wow. Oh, yeah, here's a Brit, it's from London.
I'm gonna take it.
The parody. This ought to be interesting. Defeat the debt.
Care law increases our debt even more.
Help by me. Paid for by the Employment Policies Institute.
Yo, I'm Dave Days, and you're watching iSexy on YouTube.
Aww, it froze. I hate that.
I came to flip.
Lindsay Lohan, 24, is all over the news because she's a celebrity drug addict. While Justin Allen, 23, Brett Lindley, 29, Matthew Wiekert, 29, Justice Bartet, 27, Dave Santos, 21, Chase Stanley, 21, Jesse Reed, 26, Matthew Johnson, 21, Zachary Fisher, which is my brother's name, 24, Brandon King, 23, Christopher Geek, 23, and Sheldon Tate, 27, are all Marines. That gave their lives this week. No media mention. Honor them by reposting. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah.
Every time that Lindsay Lohan gets busted for a drug, that's when it goes out.
Yep. Which is most recent.
Every week.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I came to flip. Any obstacle, I conquer it. I'm flying high into the air. On the side of my Nikes, I'm a bear. Yeah. I backflip off. And frontflip off. Yeah. I'll throw my hands up in the air when I decide to flip. Watch me flip.
That's a really gay parody. Well, this is rather entertaining.
Okay. You should play a song.
We should.
So I can go pee.
Oh, here we go.
We're for each other lately, and, you know, we've recently...
Is that you?
Yes, my bad.
She paused at the same time I did. Stupid. What?
just so funny.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape him, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh, it stopped.
Aww.
This is the funniest thing. So basically, in Kansas, this is like circling the internet like crazy. It was really big in at my high school about 3 weeks ago. But this video was posted in August, so it was back in August. A rapist climbed up a ladder onto an awning on a building, climbed in through the window, and tried to rape a girl. And then he took off running or something, and it was really funny. But they interviewed the victim's brother, and he was like this old black guy. He looked staged because he was like, "We're gonna find you," and it was hilarious.
All right then.
And then they turned it into a song on the internet, and they sold it.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and yeah, hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and the left finger wishing, oh, you are so dumb. You are really gone, Korea.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's slamming your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
All right then.
Now you gotta hear the original interview. Hopefully this isn't a messed up one.
Terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gemma caught up with the victim. Elizabeth, emotions were running high.
Let me fast forward.
Victim telling to her her brother, and he and got away. Was asleep, and I was he used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well,
okay, here's the original interview.
We have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your t-shirt, you left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
A crime scene investigator photographed.
To America's debt, into the
Chinese.
Stupid ad.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did it. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Wow. And that was like completely real. They interviewed that guy and like it was all real, like it wasn't fake or anything.
Wow, it's messed up.
I thought it was like a Mad TV skit, like yeah, some like. Guy just
yeah
being
okay. So we got this one. You've probably seen this one before. Oh my god, I let it load and it's not playing. Oh yeah.
Pakistani officials are expressing outrage following what many in the international community are calling the brutal and unjustified use of Hillary Clinton against their nation. Secretary of State Clinton hit Islamabad at approximately 9 a.m. yesterday as most civilians were starting their workday or attending morning prayers.
Yeah, Onion News.
Yeah.
Just hours after Clinton arrived, the UN released a statement condemning the United States, saying, quote, under no circumstances is there ever a justification for the preemptive deployment of Hillary Clinton anywhere by any country. Joining us now is Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, Hassam Amdiri. Thank you for being here, Mr. Ambassador. Preliminary figures we have here showing over 500 civilians suffered the full force of Mrs. Clinton, and over 1,000 more may have suffered some exposure to her inflexible hair and pseudo-folksy hand gestures.
It's horrible. Innocent women and even children had to endure her stiffly rehearsed stories about farmers she met who inspired her. She was even sent into a hospital.
That's awful.
Mr. Obama clearly regards our people as beneath human dignity to have unleashed such a woman upon us.
The Red Cross has set up camps just across the Afghan border for the tens of thousands of refugees who fled their homes to avoid Mrs. Clinton.
They were the
right?
lucky ones. Many more were trapped inside the Clintonized area and could not escape her clumsy attempts to relate
so
to them.
So people were caught completely unaware.
I'm afraid so. The Hillary Clinton warning sirens sounded just a few minutes before she It was too late for those people. They had to endure her cacophonous fake laughter.
Sir,
and
I'm just getting word that the White House has released the following statement. We reserve the right to use Hillary Clinton in situations where all other options have failed. Mr. Ambassador, this sounds like a threatening tone.
It is horrible. The world must unite against this act of naked aggression. Let 1,000 Hillary Clintons rain down upon those responsible for this.
All right, Mr. Amdiri, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Wow.
Intelligence reports have indicated that Pakistan is developing its own Hillary Clinton and that a Nita Alvey, a stiff, humorless provincial representative, could be ready to use against a major U.S. city as soon as 2011. Moving on, medical researchers are close to finding another cure for erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
If you guys haven't seen The Onion before, they're on YouTube. I have an app, too. You should go listen to them.
I have an idea to make an American flag out of Pop-Tarts.
No.
Also have
stupid ads. This is another one that you'll like, too. But it'll be a couple of years before that loads.
You should play a song. I really have to pee.
Okay, I'll play this song that I just downloaded.
All right.
They use it as an army commercial.
Where's the cord?
It's over here.
Damn it.
So hide your kids, hide your wife. We gonna find you. So you can tell that homeboy.
Dum 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 dum. All right. Go pee.
All right. Make sure you hit the iPod button.
Yeah, hit the iPod button.
Did you fill up?
What thing?
Did you hit the iPod button?
Yeah, it's playing.
No, on the podcast.
Oh. It's time to get- yeah.
Apparently there's coming out with a new Twitter.
New Twitter?
Twitter.
What's it called?
New Twitter.
Are you serious? Oh, is it just like the same thing, they're just updating it? It's been out for a while, hasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You hit my little green button.
Little green button.
So I can watch this video.
Which green button?
On the headphones thing.
Okay.
Alright, thanks.
You're welcome.
So you can talk or
yay.
I can talk. I just can't hear.
I need to text my dad.
Alright, you do that. Text your papa.
Don't know where my friend is. Can you call my friend?
What?
Can you call my phone?
Yeah, let me call it real quick.
I don't feel like getting up. I think it's on silent.
Wow.
There it is.
We just-
Here, I'll watch this video in a bit. You can hit my button again.
That one.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, I can hear again.
Yay.
Okay, what really sucks is I was sick last week and I blew out my left eardrum. So like I'm like half deaf in that ear now.
That sucks.
And it's really muffled.
Is it permanent?
No, I don't think it's permanent. The eardrum just has to heal over.
That sucks.
But I think it was also my ears were incredibly weakened.
That probably...
From going to the 93.3's big gig.
That'll do it.
Because we were on the lawn for... Well, we saw the locals only, but then went to the lawn for I Hate or Darling Thieves, which was previously known as I Hate Kate. Breakthrough Beautiful, Tickle Me Pink, Flobots, and Amberlynn and Chevelle. But then the two girls we were with had won free tickets at the beginning of the day for third row. So they went down and bailed on us and got third row. But because it was my birthday and they were pooped, they let me and my friend Jack go down for Smashing Pumpkins third row. It was so loud. I mean, I literally could not hear for 3 days afterwards.
Jeez.
Like, I as we walked to the car, like, people were trying to talk to me, and I was like, what? What? Like, no joke, I could not hear.
Wow.
It was weird.
Well, we sat, like, 10 rows from the front of the Dolce concert. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, Smashing Pumpkins are really hardcore.
Yeah.
Not too hardcore, but they're pretty awesome. I love Smashing Pumpkins. Their bassist is so freaking hot.
I have another.
And they also had, like, a ton of strobes.
Oh,
and
fine.
So we're just, me and my friend Jack, who was high at the time, we're just like, oh, my God! I wasn't high. I don't smoke.
Much.
Stay in school. I actually don't smoke, so. You can run and tell that, homeboy.
Alright, I've got another onion video.
Alright.
Multiple stab wounds mean...
Hang on.
Could multiple stab wounds mean shorter lives? A new study on primates from the National Institute of Health says it's possible.
This is a huge step forward in understanding the short and long-term health effects of repeated stabbing.
In the $1.2 million study, a test group of 3,000 monkeys were stabbed between 7 and 9 times each.
We used a variety of sharp-edged objects to see if they had any different effects on the monkeys. In the end, we concluded that they did not.
Collins says the results were similar with baby monkeys, old monkeys, and pregnant monkeys.
Results were steady no matter where the monkeys were punctured, in the stomach, the neck, even the eye sockets.
The same was true for every species tested, from yellow-tailed woolly monkeys to squirrel monkeys, the small gray monkeys with tufts of downy fur framing their faces.
There was a control group that was not stabbed. This group was merely punched. It didn't matter whether we punched them 200-300 times. All they experienced was bruising. This tells us that the effects of stab wounds are more physical than psychological.
Collins and her team hope to secure funding for future studies on the effects of bludgeoning and boiling. And when we continue here tonight, the Catholic Church officially denounces spooning.
Wow.
Yeah, these things are, like, really crazy. They got, like, 284 videos. Some of them are pretty lame, but some of them are pretty awesome. You guys should check them out. It's, like, looks legit, too.
Spanish tutor in the media center. I need a Spanish tutor. Jess Stricker. I think I'll have to go see her, as I am doing so bad.
I had this idea to make an American flag out of Pop-Tarts. Well, also...
Alright, shut up. Stupid.
American flag out of Pop-Tarts.
And the guy's name is Shelby.
What?
Yeah. Well, he actually did it, too.
Can you see it?
It was an ad.
Oh.
With military...
What the hell is loading? Why did you pause it? Stupid.
...recruitment down, and the need for soldiers greater than ever. Some say it's time for the military to change its policy of barring homosexuals from enlisting. Well, joining us today from the Pentagon is General Robert McBrayer. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure, Brandon.
General, the military has been easing restrictions on enlistment in almost every area. On criminals, older veterans, even those with serious medical conditions. But why not gays?
Gay people are different, Brandon. Under no circumstances can we put America's homosexuals in danger.
But the homosexuals themselves are demanding the right to serve their country in a time of war.
Gays of America are the only group left untouched by war. They're special, pure, and rare, like a gleaming diamond or a snow white colt. We must protect them.
Well, has this always been the goal?
It has been the solemn oath of every man in uniform to lay down his life in defense of America's precious, precious homosexuals.
How many soldiers' lives is the life of one gay man worth?
Seven.
General, tell us about the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Wait, what did he say?
What?
About the several?
See, which many see as...
He asked about how many American soldiers is one homosexual worth, and he said seven.
Wow.
Let's see.
This is kind of weird. I'm operating two computers at the same time. Uh-huh, that's right. I am 3-0 on my fantasy. Uh-huh, that's right. You can go tell that, homeboy.
It's one called Should More Americans Get It On?
What?
I don't know.
So this week, I am playing Frankie's Irish Leprechauns.
Say what?
Okay, so I'm playing in a fantasy league. And we have a lot of interesting team names. Most of them are inside jokes. Mine is Be Prepared. There's Frankie. I'm playing Frankie's Irish Leprechauns this week.
Uh-huh.
There's also the Norwegian Swamp Rats. The Destroyers. Unoriginal. The Hove Squad. The Flamingos. The Yellow Dinosaurs, which is my favorite, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And Enterprise.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Yes, I'm in first place. Haha.
Fill 24 hours of programming. Here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one fucking reason. Others say it's because of some other fucking reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say. Right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So, obviously, a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just some fucking guy.
When we return, we look at live footage of a car chase taken from a helicopter and associate about what's going on.
I am number one in my fantasy league.
Fancy.
What's funny about that is the first week I played someone who forgot to put in two players, so I automatically won because he didn't win, wouldn't have gotten enough points anyways. The second week I played our dummy team, which is just there so we have the right amount of people. And then this week, I played the host squad, which hasn't put any players in at all, the whole league. So I won. So nice. That's why I'm in number one spot. I haven't actually had to play anybody.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I told you my dad wasn't going to be here.
Look, I'm going to check the poll. All right, we're at 75%. Yes, Callum is gay.
75%?
25%.
Who was the third person that voted?
I don't know.
Because I know you voted and my friend voted for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I voted on this computer, too.
Oh, that'll do it.
Is Callum gay?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
League story.
So... another onion.
Mm. Well, that was pretty epic.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, let's get you up to speed on what is shaping up to be the political upset of the century. Though we are still waiting on a few districts in Ohio to report, currently Sequoia Voting Systems machine number DRE-700, serial number 34491, leads both Barack Obama and John McCain with 259 electoral votes. At this point, it looks like a voting machine is on track to become the next president of the United States.
Joining us wow.
War for the White House analysis, Bunker is Onion News Network reporter Jane Carmichael and senior election analyst Arnold Renfro.
Whoa.
Jane, how did the DRE-700 pull off this upset?
Andrea, the DRE-700 is running extremely strong in districts that you...
Smooth.
Plug your ears.
I turned you off. Is everything okay?
Yes.
Did you survive?
Yes, because I survived the war. Do not talk about the war. The Germans started the war. They invaded Poland.
Little Hitler, where is the Polish boy?
Give me your 2 gold. Alright, so you guys should really call in, because I haven't heard that phone ring in forever.
I know. Aaron, if you're still listening, you should call in.
Yeah. Because of one reason.
I am not a whore.
You're not?
I am not a whore.
Nope.
I am not a whore. 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 But I like to do it.
Yeah. That was my 2 cents.
Alrighty then. That was more like 3 cents.
You know how I roll.
You know how I roll.
You know how I do. You know how Fisher does. All right. Well, it is 8:20. Our show is dying.
As usual.
I'm kind of pissed that...
He said he's going to be leaving soon.
I'm kind of pissed that our windows got erased.
I know. It was depressing.
No joke, man.
Oh, have you seen this video? This one right here. There's no point in playing it because you can't see it, but... Just watch the last plane. See how low he goes there?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That guy who went past last was the escort for the IS cadets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was like the Belgian Air Force or something.
That is so low to the ground.
Yeah.
Although I have actually seen that close. Seen a plane go that close. It was a Citation 10.
Ooh.
At the Fort Love Air Show. 3 years ago? 2 years? 3 years ago.
Alright then.
Hey man, come over here man.
What you got?
Okay, right off the bat, no big deal, playing cards. Boom, okay, made in Germany. You know how the Germans always make good stuff, alright? Hey, hold on a minute, wait, let's talk cigarettes, okay? Other things, you try and light them on fire, nothing's gonna happen. Boom, you can't light that on fire. This is a cell phone, it's not gonna light. You take a cigarette, you put it in your mouth, here you go. You light it on fire, you get a buzz. Okay, women, you want women, you don't have them, I'll tell you what you do. You get yourself one of these, here you go. Hooters, cooters, tooters, computers.
Computers?
Okay, check this out. You're going to love this.
What are you in here for?
I hired a hooker. She bit my tongue off. I beat the shit out of her. Okay, guys, you want to get out of here? Of course you do. Okay, you tried everything. A spoon. Not on my watch. A file. Not happening. A rock hammer. In your dreams. Okay, what you need to do is you got to get back to the classics. Okay? A cake with a saw inside of it. All right? Here you go. Boom. Bim, bam, bam. Ribby, dam, dam.
A hooker tried to bite your tongue off?
Okay, let's talk drugs. PCP, cocaine, heroin. Okay, now, guys, we're going to do some real time, all right? So pay attention to me right here. First you get this. You got the needle there. Put it in your big vein. I'm just jamming in. I don't pay attention to it. Okay. Now, my blood feels like it's a bubble bath, and you guys look like you're made out of cotton candy, and this guy's a hippo. Camera guy, you getting this?
Oye, ¿con quién tú hablas?
Who are you talking to? Let's talk knives. Now, say you're in the shower and Mitch over here tries to rape you, okay? What are you going to do with this plastic knife, all right? Bendy, bendy, look at this. Stop having a boring knife. Stop having a boring knife. What you got to do is you got to have one of these, okay? One flip, you're in business. Okay, check this out. One stab, flesh wound, okay? Two stabs, dead, okay? Add an egg, slice of ham, a pickle, three stabs, breakfast. I'm kidding. Over the next 20 minutes, I'm going to throw in this grater, okay? It's a cheese grater. It's also a zip gun. Buy fast, because you know I can't do this all day. I just killed two guys, and I'm going to get the electric chair.
Wow. ShamWow.
Yeah. ShamWow guy in jail.
Tired of using regular blankets like this asshole? Do they somehow destroy your heating bills? Do you struggle when trying to figure out how to put them on? Are mundane tasks like answering the phone now impossibly difficult? Well, morons, now there's hope with the new What the F*** blanket. The blanket that'll ruin your sex life. Now you can answer the phone with confidence. Awesome. Help Grandpa enjoy the O'Reilly factor.
Spoiler alert, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Your dad will blog about how comfortable he is.
I can't believe a black man's president.
The What the F*** blanket is made of the exact same materials regular blankets are, but looks twice as retarded. Basically, it's a robe that you wear backwards. The What the F*** blanket will turn you into a complete shut-in that never leaves the house. So color a book, drink some tea, and hold a baby. You know, things you couldn't do with a regular blanket. And don't worry, one size fits all. So creepy dads can lie in a seductive pose. With the What the F*** blanket.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while. And hark, me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise.
Me
sister has forever closed her smiling eyes.
Is this the Dropkick Murphys? That was just a video.
And then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
I can't wait to go to Ireland.
You going there soon?
What?
Apparently we're getting a call. No, we're not.
I wonder if it's working.
Probably not.
So I got a joke for you.
Okay.
You gotta think about it while I fix the phone. An Irishman walked out of a bar.
No, it's just going to voicemail. Anyone get it? You doing that press one thing?
You are all logged on. Please enter your Putin number. You are already logged on.
Hi, China.
Nope. Technical difficulty. Beep, beep, beep.
Please enter queue number. Agent logged off. Please enter queue number. Agent logged in.
Do I try now?
Try it. There we go.
Cool. Duh.
Duh. Duh.
Duh. Do 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 do. Hey hey hey. Goodbye. La 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 la, la 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 la, hey hey hey, good time. Who are you calling?
I'm just programming.
Oh.
No, no, no.
I think someone's gonna call. Excuse me. Come on.
Number.
I'm not going to be here all night.
All right, try now.
Yeah. Try now, whoever's calling.
There we go. Hello, caller.
Hello, you are on the air with Callum and Jordan on Tuesday nights with C&J.
C&J Party Planners.
Party Planners.
Party Planners.
Hey, Callum, I guess.
Hi.
No wonder nobody calls you guys. You guys suck.
Why?
That music gets annoying so much.
What music?
After, you know, 5 minutes of do-do-do-do. God.
Wait, you put music on there?
I feel so bad for you guys.
Oh,
you
the on-hold music?
Oh.
Yeah, we
might. You might want to turn your computer off, by the way. It's kind of disorientating.
Wait, what?
Can you turn your speakers off?
Yeah, turn your computer speakers off.
Turn it off?
Yeah.
Or just mute it.
I just did.
All right, okay, sweet.
Thank you. It's really annoying.
So how long were you guys there for? You guys seem bored and lonely.
Well, I've been here for 3 hours. You've been here
turning
for
gay after a while.
No. I just had, like, the worst day of my life yesterday, so I'm not in the best of moods, so.
Oh, I got you. I'm on your level. My bad, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, this is kind of awkward. No wonder you guys play music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get better.
Yeah. We just need show time.
You guys run out of things to do?
Hmm?
What?
What?
You guys run out of things to do? You guys should have an Olympiad.
Olympiad?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Figure a way to get
Take
money.
Take a bunch of people and do stupid things.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. That's a good...
I've been breaking an egg in the most weird way.
Breaking an egg in the most weird way? All right.
That could be good fundraising.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. A lot of people would come.
There you go. See, I'm putting my business skills to work.
Yeah. That guy actually did something good for you.
You're funny.
I know, right?
I heard Deca's actually really awesome.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Is there a reason why it's, like, really quiet?
Is it quiet?
Wait, as in we're quiet?
Like, yeah, you guys are quiet.
Oh, okay. I'll just turn this up. Is that better?
There you go.
Okay. Now we just... like, made all our listeners deaf.
It's okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, dude.
Cool. All
right, sweet.
Wait, so which one's which? Who's Callum and who's the guy called the gay?
The guy with the accident is Callum.
And this is Jordan.
The guy called gay, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the furthest from gay that you could ever get.
But he's the exception to the rainbow rule.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's like one of those straight rainbows when the clouds are kind of
weird. What's a straight rainbow?
I don't know.
I've never seen a straight rainbow.
You haven't seen a straight
rainbow?
It
wouldn't be a rainbow. It'd be a rain line.
A rain line. That's true. It would be.
We've had a couple of those.
What is wrong with you?
I think the correct question here is what is right with me. Be a shorter list.
Okay.
I think the better question is what are they feeding you in Australia?
What are they feeding me?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Pretty much.
That's messed up. Money levels.
Yeah.
Go so on average, how many callers do you guys get?
One.
Two.
Per month.
How many shows do you guys do? Or podcasts, whatever you want to call this?
Once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
Minus last week.
Dude, I need to go do one of these things. This thing sounds fun.
Yeah, we need a fossil show. We're the one school that doesn't have a show dedicated to us. So,
yeah.
And we will have the Spanish Hour.
The Spanish Hour.
The Spanish Hour.
Espagnol.
Well, I'm the person you contact if you want a show, so.
Yeah. He's the Mr. All Presidente.
All right, I'm going to have to go next week, dude.
All right. He can be our guest DJ. We have an extra mic
Sweet.
Here.
Yes, we do.
Nice. Do you guys usually have a third person?
Nope.
We used to,
but he did just, and I haven't heard from him for, like 3 months.
I actually talked to him a week ago, but not very much.
Kyle Pietz?
Yep.
Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
He's like the president for DECA. He's like the district president.
Yeah, that's why he's so busy.
Mm. Well,
I noticed. I knew his name sounded familiar. He came to talk to us last Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I'm honestly really jealous of Kyle. He gets like everything paid for. Like anywhere he goes, he gets paid for.
Yeah,
and
he complains about how hot his life is, though.
Yeah.
Just for being in DECA, though?
Well, just for being president. Like him and his assistant get to like fly places. And
yeah.
Because they have to do, like, the DECA meetings nationally or whatever?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so sick.
Yeah, he stayed in, like, a 5-star hotel in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, if you go to state or nationals for DECA or FBLA, you go to a nice 5-star hotel. So, yeah. If anybody's listening, join FBLA and DECA.
Where's the stuff, Jim?
Yes, that was my advertising for the day.
Yeah. Where's our money?
So, it said you guys do stripping. I'm interested in this.
Yes, CNJ Party Planners.
Yes.
Male strippers.
CNJ Party Planners. We help you with all your stripping needs.
Hehe.
How much is it an hour?
Whoa.
That depends on how much you want. Do you want the full thing?
The full Monty?
I want the full treatment.
Have you seen the full Monty?
The full Monty, no.
Okay. If you haven't seen the full Monty, you have to go see it. It's really
good. I'd say, $20 make you holler. It'd be like 20 bucks an hour.
All right, I want you guys to meet me at the Marriott Hotel tomorrow.
Oh, my dad's here. Hang on, I'll be back. I'm just letting him in, so don't say anything bad.
Yeah.
All right, check.
We'll figure out the male stripping party later.
All right, sounds good.
We'll figure that out next week. And pause, dramatic pause for Callum's dad's entrance.
Hello, Callum's dad. I'm the caller of the day.
He hasn't gotten in the studio yet, but...
Okay, dang it.
Do-do-do-do-do.
In the studio yet?
Not yet. I don't think he can hear you anyways.
Wow. Okay, never mind then.
He's walking in the studio
now. Are you guys
done
for the night?
What?
Are you guys done for the night?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
All right. Looks like I gotta go then.
All right. Thank you for being our caller of the night.
Yes.
You're welcome. I feel bad for you guys, so take care.
You too.
See you tomorrow.
Peace.
I think that was a goodbye.
Yeah. All right. Are you leaving?
Okay.
All right.
Well, I expect to be...
Oh, yeah.
There's grape soda in there.
We don't know where it came from.
It's been in there for the past 3 weeks, so...
There's some ice cream and chips in there, too, if you want them.
And a chicken pot pie.
7-11
to 11? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's open, like...
It's open from 7 till 11.
It is?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know, but, like, I've gone down there at, like, 1 in the morning and it's open, so... Yeah. Our show's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's been dead air for the most of the show.
Yeah.
Dead air. Just stop talking. That's dead air.
Yeah.
As opposed to no listeners.
We don't have very many listeners.
Nope.
Hi, listener.
Listener.
Yeah, there's pretty much only one.
Yeah. I think we only have one listener.
Yeah.
And he might have just left.
Listen.
I can hear what you're saying.
I know, but... Okay.
That is true.
Wow, someone just said, I actually did like your show.
Did?
I think... I'm telling you, it was the monster.
You two make a good, stupid duo. No, from school, they called in.
A good stupid duo. That would be a good show name.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I kind of like that show name.
The good stupid duo.
Yeah.
Don't tell me we're changing it again.
Do you want to change it again?
Sure.
I mean, we don't have any followers. Or like, there's like 4 people that like the page, I think.
Let's see. And Jay.
We have 6 people. And 2 of them are us.
What's Black Label?
What? Black Label?
Event destination.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Alrighty then.
I have no clue what that is.
Who's Johnny Fenton? Do you know Johnny Fenton?
Johnny Fenton? It sounds familiar.
Nope. From Florida.
Still sounds familiar, though. I would have, like, posted all over Facebook, but everybody I know is at the Collins Rocky volleyball game, so...
Volleyball game?
Yeah. Do you know what volleyball is?
Yeah, I only played it for 3 years.
That's right.
Yep.
Johnny Fenton. Isn't that like an actor or something? Johnny Fenton.
Irish retired spokesperson?
That's where I know him from.
Really?
He played hurling with... No, not really. Apparently, he was hurling... He played hurling, whatever hurling is.
He's from Ireland, though.
Yeah.
So he doesn't live in...
He probably lives in Florida now. Better alcohol.
Oh. Alrighty, then.
More dead air. So...
It's a good nose scratcher.
It is a good nose scratcher, although I'm afraid of how many people have actually scratched their nose with it. And the type of people that I know, volunteers here. Whoa. It is actually really live in this room. We need to do something about that.
So basically you can just talk back here and they can hear us.
Pretty much.
That's cool.
Very live in here. Alright, that's bothering my ears. Wow, this email is all, like...
What email?
Sky's email. It's all organized.
It's all organized.
It even has, like, underlined categories.
Yeah. That's amazing. He spells everything right now, too.
Yeah, I remembered all the spelling mistakes.
Mm. Except for one stuff. Email he sent out, he said, like, utmost.
Utmost?
Yeah. You spelled that wrong.
Yeah. Steve Schneider. He's in the room with me.
Uh-oh. So we just have to keep our language down.
What? What language?
You sound so innocent.
What language are we talking about?
What does this thing go?
That used to be on here. There used to be two on each, but we took one off. Not really. Occasionally we do. It's playing all day, so... Hey, I got a grade notification. My pace grade is now a C. Which is really bad.
I have a D because someone hasn't upgraded it since the beginning of September.
I hate
where they gave us a test on math, which we were supposed to have learned last year, but I hadn't taken that math class last year. That's my excuse, Dad.
Okay, there's a teacher... at Collins, everybody knows who it is too. I don't know if she still teaches there, but Mrs. Davidson. Mrs. No one listens. Yeah, Mrs. D. She never really put in a grade ever. And so we all had Fs in our class until the end of the semester, and my mom was pissed off at me the entire semester. No matter how many times I talked to her, she wouldn't enter the grades in. Don't mind the random trash on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's see what my grade is, see if she updated it.
Yes, she updated it. I have 20 teenagers' bedroom, pretty much.
Yep.
It was worse when we got here.
Oh, wow, she updated it a week. So, it had been a D since September 9th, and then she added two assignments. So now it's only up to September 16th.
Wow.
Yeah. She's really far behind.
I like the background music. Uh-oh.
Do-do-do-do.
Crap, I think Colin's lost.
Yes.
No.
Against Rocky?
Ugh.
Exactly. There are crosstown rivals.
What's the one that you always do? That background song? Party. Like.
Oh, no. Yeah, The Shop Boys.
The Shop Boys.
Oh, wow. I would get on. I would chat with someone, and they leave right away.
I hate that.
I know.
Where'd my dad go? Quick, lock the doors.
So, for anybody who wants to start a show on Click Radio...
like me.
You can contact me at jordan@fcyb.org. fcyb.org. We have a lot of shows, but all the shows are going to go through an evaluation process over the next couple weeks, and I'm almost positive some of their slots will open up. I guarantee the the Saturday show might be opened up, so.
But you basically got the entire day anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it looks like the only weekday after school one is Tuesday, and that's from 4 till 7.
Yeah. Which, and you better be out at 7 because we're going to be here.
Yeah. Which I'll probably take that spot anyway for my other guy. And just stay here from 4 till...
That 10. Works.
4 till 9.
That works.
Just bring my homework with me.
We used to be here from like 5:30 till like 11:30.
All right. How do I add that?
Add what?
There you go. I'm not going to mess with that.
Yeah, I'd rather you not.
Yeah.
I'm going to password protect it eventually.
That'll be good. Yes, you should add a reserve thing to that.
Reserved.
And say the fossil show or something.
18 reserved fossil dweebs.
Well, that's nice.
Alright. And I'll put Kellen in there. I'll have to get all the information from the other guy, but...
Do you just want him to fill out that form that's online?
No.
No.
Because it's easier if he just emails me all the info, because...
I'll give him your email then.
Because that email goes to Jake. And I mean, he's just going to forward it to me.
Yeah.
So he can fill out the form or he can email me. It doesn't matter. Whatever is easier.
Reserve.
It'll go faster if he emails me.
Fossil kids, huh?
Yeah.
Or kids.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah.
Cool kids.
Cool kids.
Yeah. Actually, I think that requires a song.
What does?
MGMT Kids. It's one of my favorite songs lately. They're a psychedelia band. Are you heading out?
You want to listen?
Bye.
I can't hear anything. Is that a good thing?
Probably not.
Hello? That's better.
Yeah.
Bye, one listener.
Bye.
Fishy will stay here and talk to you.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you're good enough.
Bye.
You are a good boy.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have...
Something for everyone. Click Radio.
Yo, yo, what's cracking?
Lady Gaga.
Hey, this is Pink Stada.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears.
Owl City.
Taylor Swift.
You're on. Something for everyone. Clickradio.org.
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Fuck off! What
you think? Yo, yo, what's cracking?
Lady Gaga.
Hey, this is Pink Stada.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears.
Owl City.
Taylor Swift.
You're on.